Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from NOR Surveys. We're a professional public opinion search and opinion research firm, and we're interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. I assure you that we're not selling anything and that interview will only take a few minutes. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can collect the survey?
Okay.
Sure, thank you. Now, let me see right here, ma'am. To be sure we have a representative sample, ma'am, can you please tell me your age bracket? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 30 and 39, 40 and 54, or between 55 and 64, or 65 and older?
Above 40.
Okay, thank you. And are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your okay. One. Now, I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organizations. If you've never heard of them, please let me know. Okay?
Okay.
Now, how about Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust? Have you heard of them?
I think I have, yeah.
If you don't know, ma'am, it's okay also.
No, but I think I have heard of
them. Okay.
I'm pretty sure, but.
Okay. Not a problem.
Not 100%.
Okay. And do you have a favorable opinion? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
I mean, if it's an organization to help the homeless, I guess it would be favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
I would think it would be very favorable if it's to help the homeless, yes.
Okay, thank you. And what about the Children's Trust?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
You're favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you, ma'am. And United Way of Miami-Dade County?
I've heard of United Way. I didn't know that there was a United Way of Miami-Dade County.
Okay. All right. So, okay. And have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
No, not really. Not like services, no. Like, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. Okay. Now, if you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which one of the following would you most likely use? Ask your children's doctor, online community, ask my child's teacher or child care provider, search the internet using something like Google, visit a specific website, use an app on your smartphone, or ask a friend or family member?
No, I would either. If it had to do with anything medical, it would be their doctor, and if not, I would be Google searching.
Okay, thank you. And we're going to back up a little. We're going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular. And for this survey, we'll be talking about the Children's Trust. Earlier, you said you had a very, very favorable opinion of the Children's Trust. In a few words, can you tell me why do you feel this way?
Well, the experiences that I've had with, the Children's Trust, to me have been positive. Like, I've never heard of anybody speaking ill of the Children's Trust. I've even donated to the Children's Trust. So, I mean, I guess that's why I would be very favorable.
Okay. Because of all the positive things that you have heard, is that correct, ma'am?
Correct.
Okay. All right, and Have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust through your child's school, your own children or grandchildren, a friend or acquaintance had children or grandchildren who took part in a program, a news story you saw on television?
No, basically from I know that I first heard of it from my children, both of their daycare back in the day, and then from school and everything because of the book clubs and even when they talk about, grants and scholarships and stuff for schools.
Okay. All right. And have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust, ma'am?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. And have you ever visited a Children's Trust website?
Yes, I have before in the past.
Okay. And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact at all?
I mean, I believe it's positive because I know that it's to help, like, you know, to help with the community of the children, and like, I know that it has to do with, like the welfare of children and like even with health issues, like anything with health and education. I know that. So I would think positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive, ma'am?
No, I think very positive because they're, you know, it's to help the kids.
To have the children. Okay. All right. And when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community, ma'am?
I believe they have a lot of impact in the community because of the fact that they actually always have, I know that they provide with even different events. They're sponsors for different events and stuff and for, you know, for the reading clubs and everything for children. I think that's amazing.
So they provide and sponsor different events for children?
That I know of. I've seen their names posted on posters and stuff like that and banners when I've gone to different events. So.
Okay. Okay. For children. Okay, they provide a sponsor. Go ahead, ma'am. I was going to read you back what you just mentioned to me. You said that they provide and sponsor different events for children, which is very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the fact that they, you know, because I know that they always help out with different programs for kids and they fund them. I know that because I think they even helped out with even, what is that called? Oh, my God. When the kids are in, like, starting up their, you know, like, into pre-K and kindergarten and everything, there's, like, a program that they help out with, too. That
wouldn't be Head Start?
Yes, there you go.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, and next I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. Now,
okay.
The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this information, ma'am, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
Favorable, like very favorable. I think that that's awesome.
Okay, and why would you say that, ma'am?
Because we need things like that. There's people that are less fortunate that need the help. I mean, luckily I'm okay, but as far as I know others that, you know, need help and they need to be able to, you know where to go to get the help or like be provided with funds and, or even, grants and everything for different programs for their children, therapy and stuff like that, that I know that the Children's Trust actually, helps out with.
Okay, thank you. And prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Have you ever heard or seen anything advertising about the Children's Trust?
I have, on different, like, flyers and stuff like that.
Okay. And you said, where have you most often heard or seen advertising about the Children's Trust, ma'am?
Like I know at schools and at even, at like the children and family and stuff like that. Like at the, I know that I've seen things. I even saw something recently at the museum.
At the museum?
I saw something. Yeah. Well, we went to the History Museum and the Children's Museum, the Miami Children's Museum. I don't know. I don't remember which one it was. But they had a flyer, and like I know that we saw a couple things on them.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let me see. And when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which one of the following do you use most frequently, ma'am? Television, social media, radio, newspaper, magazines, online, or other?
Online. I'll, like, you know, just Google search, and that's it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done here with the survey. We just have a few more questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity, ma'am?
White Hispanic.
Okay. Okay, and now what is your marital status? Single, not married, divorced or separated, married or living with a partner?
Married.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you own or rent your current residence?
Own.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Okay. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, between $100,000 and $150,000, or more than
$150,000? Household, you said?
Yes. Before taxes.
Yeah. Before taxes, it should be in between the $100,000 and $150,000.
Thank you. Okay, and last but not least, ma'am, what is the zip code of your home address? 33055. And what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in, ma'am? Northeast Miami-Dade, Northwest Miami-Dade, South Miami-Dade?
Northwest.
Northwest Miami-Dade. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, thank you very much for your time. You have a blessed evening, and thank you for your participation, ma'am.
No, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.